Darling, you look exhausted. Has it already been a tough week on you? Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm happy that we're together at least. Because even after these difficult days, you get to come home to me, where I can pamper you and treat you right. Come here. Let's just relax and talk before bed. Have you eaten? Good. Have you drank water? You need to get more water in you, you know. The sodas, energy drinks, and coffees are not good for you. I'm gonna make sure I put a bottle in your bag every day. And if you don't take it, I will know, and I'll pull up to your place and hand it to you, and I'll make a scene about it if you don't accept that big bottle of water. Do you understand me? Very good. I just want to make sure you're okay, darling. I love you so much. You always make my heart flutter anytime you say it. Now, tell me all about how today went. And meanwhile, I'm gonna ruffle through your hair a bit, if you don't mind. Oh. Already sounds like a pain, to be honest. Well, you know what I'm gonna suggest? A different job. Nah, I mean, I've never really liked your boss or the policies they enforce. Some are good, but I think quite a few of them are a bit toxic work environment-esque. I don't like how you also have to keep on getting overtime. I mean, the pay is decent, I suppose, but you're working yourself down to your fucking core. And that isn't good. You know, you're only human, right? And I'm not saying that in a bad way. It means that you have limits. And you need to rest. You need to replenish. You need to take care of yourself. You have things that you need to do outside of work to continue working at maximum efficiency. And I think you neglect that. You don't get enough sleep. You don't eat enough. You don't drink enough. And you get very stressed with everything going on. And I know it's a lot. It really is a lot. But it's okay to not be okay, you know. It's okay to say you're not fine. It's okay to ask for help. To tell someone that everything that's going on is a bit too much, and you need someone to fall back on, or you need some company, or you need a day off, or something. It's never a bad thing to do those things. It isn't weakness. That's strength in itself. Being able to say, I need help. Because not many people can bring themselves to do it. It takes courage and strength, but it is never a bad thing to need help, okay? Whether it's from me, from family, from friends, you're never alone in this. You have a lot of people that can treat you. And have your back when things get tough. And I, for the one. I'm never leaving that side. So you always have me. But you need to do both of us a favor and take care of yourself more. Okay, sweetie? Just try to eat a little more each day. Try to hydrate more. Try to have fun for yourself. So on and so forth. You're important too. Nothing invalidates your worth. Nothing invalidates your needs. Does that make sense? Your needs are important. And you are important too. I'm very proud of you, okay? Things are hard. Things are very hard. And you just gotta love how life can be sometimes with how fucking hard it makes shit. Things could be absolutely fine and then one day, boom. Then boom. Then boom. Then boom, 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 boom. It's just so many different stupid things piling on top of each other, and then life just becomes a downhill spiral. And because of that, things get hectic and out of control. But regardless, you will be okay by the end of it. Because you are strong and you have people to help you. You don't have to be alone through all of this. Not again. You don't have to be alone. And you need to realize that you aren't giving yourself enough credit. Because you have made it through so much already. So, why don't you believe in yourself now? Get through everything, because I sure as hell do. And what you need to start doing is viewing yourself in the way I do, because to me, you're amazing. You are truly amazing, and you should be proud of that. You should be proud of everything about you, because you're you, and there is no one else out there like it. You're one in a billion, you're one in 10 billion, you're one in, I don't know how many people are on the earth anymore, but there's no one else out there like you. Sure, people have similarities and shit like that, but there's only one. You, and you are fucking amazing. You are beautiful. You are great. You are strong. You are stunning. You are attractive. You are fucking amazing. So calling yourself the opposite won't do you any good now, would it? No, it wouldn't. Because you aren't the opposite. Not in the slightest. And just know that nobody's perfect. We all have our flaws after all. Including me. There is no such thing as perfection in this world. Apart from spheres. Like, they're perfect circles, you know? But still. In humans. We're all different in our own silly, unique ways. That's beautiful in my opinion. You should never look down on your own uniqueness or your differences from other people. That's what makes you you, no matter what it is. And you are beautiful, my love. Now's about we watch a movie until we fall asleep. I get to pick. Perfect. And hey, I love you. Keep it up, okay? doing amazing. Hello, my darlings. Thank you all so much for listening to this audio. I hope you all enjoyed it. It's like my first mainly focused ASMR audio. And I really hope you guys enjoyed it, and I really hope that those who needed it or that just needed the boost, I really hope that it did that. I hope you guys are able to be at peace for a little. I hope you guys are able to at least get some sleep from it. Just feel better. Anything. I really hope that it reached those who needed it. And if you guys didn't need it, then, you know, I hope whenever you do, you know, you just need that reminder that you're not alone, that you're strong, you're amazing, and so on and so forth, that you could come back to this video and be reminded of that, or maybe this video can help you tell yourself that, so on and so forth. I hope everyone enjoyed it. It's different from my roleplay contents and stuff like that, but sometimes I feel like we just need this little pick-me-up every now and then, you know? So I hope I was able to give that to people. I love you all so, so much. I'm so proud of you all. And until next time, my darlings, that's all she wrote.